The government continues to place importance on the promotion of positive social values and attitudes. In a recent interview with Ian Boyne, behavior modification coach Trevor Smith outlined the importance of incorporating behavioral and attitude adjustment in plans to grow the economy. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
I did an analysis recently, and we compared Jamaica and its ranking as against the top 12 countries in the competitiveness index. Mm-hmm. And some information jumped out that indicated that there was a huge difference in the behavioral styles, behavioral orientation of Jamaica as against the leading countries in the competitiveness index. And my concern really is that this information is not in the dialogue at all. It's not in the discussion. When we're looking at economic growth and we're looking at all of these factors, this behavioral component is completely missing. And yet it must be critical, I believe, because, for example, there is a stark difference in terms of a move towards compliance as against innovation, creativity. That stands out immediately. When we look at the population and we look at the statistics, Jamaica, for example, has 2 to 3 times the number of persons who have a preference for compliance, conscientiousness, rules, regulations, as against countries like Sweden or like the US, Germany, those countries who are in the top
12. That's a good thing, wanting to play by the rules and to be compliant. That's a good thing. Why are we putting a negative spin?
My concern is that we do need...
Your concern is more conformity. There is this attitude of conformity, which can sometimes stifle creativity.
It's not only that, but it also cripples us. If you just think about...
Give us some practical examples.
I'm going to give you some examples. Let us just think about the whole issue of... All right, I'm going to start with a simple one and then move up. Okay, so we are in a bank, and the lines, you know, people are piling up in the bank, the lines are unruly, okay? The thinking is, let us put put things in so that the line is more orderly.
Yes.
Would it have been better for somebody to sit down and look at queuing theory and so on and to see technology and say, why do we need to have these people piling up in the thing? You see, what I'm saying to you, we're looking for a compliance approach. Let us bring order to the banking hall, same amount of people, but just let them queue up more orderly, as against let's get rid of the queue. That's a thought.
Yeah, all right.
You don't seem to...
I don't know. I think some people would say that we have a problem with not enough compliance in
Jamaica. Maybe. But all I'm just saying to you is that not only then is there the overpopulation of compliance-wanting individuals, but there is a significant, again, like a half in some instances, of people who like the, what we call the I style, which is more innovative, creative, and so on. the danger with that is that that's the kind of style that's going to think out of the box. That's the kind of style that's going to bring the creativity to the process. And those persons are actually being swept aside. Yeah. I give you a concrete example. I was doing a workshop with a media enterprise. I have to be stepped carefully. Mm-hmm. And the CEO, well-respected, indicated that they would not knowingly employ somebody who liked to use the I style, who had a preference for the style. Yeah. And that's can you think that's a media house?
Yeah.
Which you would want to expect to see.
Yes.
But so part of the problem is that we are now moving persons out who embrace this freedom of thought.
Behavior modification coach Trevor Smith in a recent interview with Ian Boyd.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.